Wellman, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, October 11, 1899. Dear brother and sister Wellman, I cannot sleep past 1 o'clock a.m., and the mail goes this morning. I wish to express to you that your liberal donation offered to the cause of God in this missionary field is accepted as a much-needed blessing. I feared I could not get time to write a word, because special matters of the school have taken our time quite fully. The closing exercises were good. The presence of the Lord was with us, and we are of good courage. The health retreat that we have ventured to put up in Kooranbong was much needed. It is heavily in debt, and we had come to a standstill. We could go no farther. But the means coming from California enables us to pay the workmen and to advance in putting on the plastering. The furnishing is still to be done. Brother Owen, who came to the conference, helped us much. He furnished the material, and he has made, free of charge, with the exception of his board, 3 bathtubs and an immense tank to furnish water for the retreat. This is thankfully received and has saved us quite an expense. We are so thankful at the prospect of having a place where we can care for the sick. We have made our own home a hospital for the sick, but soon this building will be in running order, and we are grateful. We know the Lord has put it into your hearts to do this, to impart of your means as His stewards. We are working as fast as possible to follow the directions of the Lord to add new territory to the cause of God. The light comes, go forward, enter new territories, and the ministering angels will go before you. You are not to put boundaries to the aggressive warfare. Erect memorials in humble houses of worship, and secure a place for the Lord's little flock who shall be cast out from the nominal churches. But your greatest success will be in commencing to work with the class that are not converted. Religious prejudice will not stand in their way. This has been our experience from the first. Men and women who have not attended meetings in the church for 16 years have given up their tobacco, their drinking wine, and liquor, and have been converted and make the best workers we have. Last year, we attended the camp meeting held in Queensland, in Brisbane. This year, the camp meeting will be held at Toowoomba, several hours less ride than Brisbane. We leave tomorrow for that place. I am of good courage in the Lord. I know that the Lord is preparing the way before us in this new world. We see so much to be done, and means and workers are so much needed. We pray the Lord for strength. We must have it. Every blessing we have received of the Lord is to be imparted, and the Lord will give His Holy Spirit in large measure to all who will receive it. Again, I thank you for your liberal gift.